You're listening to SBS News.
As parliamentarians returned to Canberra after a two-week break, the government wasted no time in attacking the banking sector. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, asking the competition watchdog, the ACCC, to investigate the banks and their refusal to pass on interest rate cuts to customers in full.
And Australians are sick and tired of the Reserve Bank cutting rates, the politicians calling on the banks to pass on those rate cuts, and then the banks ignoring both the government and the Reserve Bank.
While the Reserve Bank has cut the cash rate 75 basis points since May, the average cut passed on to consumers was just 57, saving the big four banks a combined $570 million. That's money, Mr. Frydenberg says, which could be going to customers.
This means that consumers could have been more than $500 a year better off in lower interest payments if the full 75 basis point rate cut was passed on in full, but it wasn't. We believe the answer to a better deal for consumers is more competition, more transparency, and empowering consumers so that they can take their business elsewhere if the banks don't do the right thing.
ACCC Chair Rod Sims says the inquiry will investigate why banks set rates where they do and make them more accountable for those decisions. It will also try to make it easier for consumers to switch banks to get a better rate.
We really want as much transparency as we can get. It helps the economy work better. It helps consumers make better decisions. So through this process, I think we'll be able to shed light on why banks make the decisions they make, how they make these decisions, and that will only be a good thing for the economy.
Australian Bankers Association Chief Executive Anna Bly says the banks are ready to assist with the inquiry.
Our banks are no strangers to public scrutiny, and they look forward to providing information that will help shed more light on the many complex factors that go into the determination of interest rates on Australian mortgages. These are not easy, simple things to explain, but if banks can provide the information to the ACCC, I think that will help maybe people understand and have a better picture, not only of what happens with interest rates, but the interests of savers.
Attorney General Christian Porter says the coalition will not force the banks to pass on cuts by law.
But that's been ruled out by the Treasurer. There are other paths here, and I understand Labor supports the path that we've taken.
Why has it been ruled out?
Well, that's the level of government interference in the economy that would be unheralded in Australia's history, and no one would rush into something like that.
Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles said Labor welcomed the inquiry in principle, but wanted to see the detail.
The government has been dragged kicking and screaming to the decision that it's made today. And we'll have a look at that decision in terms of its detail, but it's hard to really see their heart being in it when we've had members of the government for the last month talking about an ACCC involvement in this as being something of a distraction. And it's reminiscent of the way in which the government approached the Royal Inquiry into a Royal Commission into the banks. We saw them oppose that 26 times before they ultimately moved on it.
But it was questions to the Prime Minister about US media reports that the White House vetoed his request for his friend and the founder of Hillsong Church, Brian Houston, to be a guest at last month's state dinner in Washington that have followed him back home. Today, Scott Morrison again refused to comment on the matter.
It is not my practice to go around commenting on the unsourced reports, Mr. Speaker, and just respond to the rumours that go around this place. The leader, the member opposite, might want to engage in that.
The Hillsong pastor was criticised in the 2014 Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse for failing to report allegations against his father. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese called on Mr. Morrison to provide an answer.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, it is question time for a reason. There's questions and there's answers.
No, you're going to go to the point of order.
My point of order goes to relevance. The Prime Minister can't say, I'm just not answering. He's got to actually answer questions in this place. That's what it's for.
Mr. Morrison suggesting Labor was attacking his religion.
If they are suggesting anything serious or any casting any aspersions on the individual which is the subject of the question, then perhaps I suggest they go and attend. They attend that church and they explain their concerns directly to their parishioners.
Given the Prime Minister's response, it's a matter Labor is likely to continue to pursue. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.